what seems to be like a regular segment on the show about what Kieran Healy is tweeting about this week. Did you guys see his tweet about Donna Strickland?
Yes, I totally saw it. Yeah.
So, okay. So yep. Donna Strickland is a professor from the University of Waterloo who recently won the Nobel Prize in Physics with two colleagues. And it was a very big deal in Canada. Every time we get a Nobel Prize winner, you know, we like to talk about it incessantly for months on end. Because that's how we roll. But Kieran Healy put up a picture of her faculty profile. And it turns out Donna Strickland is an associate, not a full professor, at the University of Waterloo. And Kieran had a very funny caption to that screenshot. It says, "I don't know, Donna. The APT committee here can be pretty picky about promotion to full." And the joke here is that basically the woman has won a Nobel Prize before being promoted to full professor. Reactions.
So the other story with that is that she didn't have a Wikipedia page. And so when the announcement came out that she'd won a Nobel Prize, people were unable to find out about it. And apparently somebody created a Wikipedia page for her, I don't know, a couple months ago. Yeah. And then other people deleted it, saying she's not famous enough. if you follow Wikipedia, Wikipedia is nice to read, but you never want to edit it. And like, I keep getting these emails from like the Wikipedia Foundation saying like, oh, you should sell your students. It's like, why would I want my students to deal with that notorious gang of psychopaths, which is, you know, Wikipedia editors, because you have these nutcases there. And in this case, it was deletionists, right? There's even a name for them of like people who like constantly want to delete anyone who's like, some congressman wouldn't be famous enough for them, right? It's like, you got to be, and I don't know. People took this as like a gender thing or something like that, which maybe in some respects it is, but I feel like...
Oh, I got to believe it is, Gabe.
With the Wikipedia...
There's a gender story in there.
Maybe with the tenure and promotion thing, but with the Wikipedia thing, it's just that you have these psychos who like across the board want to delete everybody.
Melissa, what was your reaction to this...
You know, my reaction was that I just wonder, you know, if maybe she'd been told, you know, she'd stopped her clock, so she shouldn't worry about the fact that it had been a while since her promotion to associate professor or, I have no idea if she has children or, you know, whether a partner or anything else, but it's, I just can't imagine this happening to a man. I suppose it's not impossible, but
okay. Well, there's some backstory before I get to it. I wanted to give some really funny extras that Kieran had between this. These were things that her colleagues might have told her in her quest to become a full professor. One is, quote, "With one already done, you should probably try for a second Nobel Prize."
Mm-hmm.
Or "This Nobel Prize was for joint work. Maybe you should try for a solo Nobel next time."
As long as you keep winning Nobel Prizes, I don't think you will have a problem.
It's like, just keep on winning them. But like, so actually, so I don't know what the real story is, but if you go down in the thread, it turns out that she never wanted to be full.
Yeah.
She didn't apply to be full.
Well, there's a difference. It didn't say that she never wanted to be. It said she didn't apply. Now, what does that mean? You have to apply for, shouldn't this be, I think something I've noticed. Sometimes people have to ask to be promoted or to apply to be promoted. And sometimes people get anointed.
Right. Like there's one where you have to make the big box and like scrounge for letters. And then there's the one where your department chair says, "Listen, I was talking to the provost and we feel like it's time." Maybe if anybody's going to get that treatment, you know, it'd be a Nobel Prize winner.
We would hope that it will happen very soon.
Yeah. So apparently the story is that at her university, they give you a lot more service when you make a full. So,
and who would want that?
You know, which, you know, if so, it's like, it's totally relatable. Just like, you know, I just want to stay in my lab, you know, shooting my lasers, and I don't want to do a whole bunch of committee work. But you know, with this whole issue of like, I'm on schedule to be up for full this year, but I'm not going up for full because I haven't finished my second book. And, you know, so I think definitely people should have the option to wait if they want to. I was asked, It's not like I just looked at the calendar. I'm like, oh, why didn't nobody ask me? Like my chair and the other people said, do you want to go up for full? And I was like, no. And then they were like very insistent of like, you have the right. We're not telling you not to. And I'm like, no, I really don't want to go yet. And they're like, you know, you have the right. I think they were like worried about being sued if I,
is that because you're at a public university? Like there is a schedule because there's no schedule.
Oh yeah. Everything at public universities. It's unions.
It's unions.
No, we don't have a union. We have a union, but it's open shop and I'm not a member of it. And it doesn't have that many members, but it's much more that it's like public service protection. And in fact, when you go up for tenure or any type of hurdle promotion, you can even at UCLA, and I think this is true at many other publics, you can even read the outside letters. They cut off the signature, but you can read the rest of the letter, which is generally not the case at privates. And in general, the tenure and promotion process is stacked in your favor at publics. In a way, it's not necessarily at privates.
Do you really get anything for going full besides some extra money?
I mean, you get to... you know, change your business card to from associate to full and you get like a 5-10% raise or something like that. Yeah, but yeah, I do think it's
an indication of a different status, right? It's supposed to be an indication of being nationally known.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it would be an indication that I'd finished my second book, which I haven't yet.
So. Or for example, that you won a Nobel Prize.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So whichever comes first, right? So if I get the Nobel Prize in economics or the, you know, Bank of Sweden Prize in memory of Alfred Nobel in economics, or I finish my second book, when either of those happens, I promise you, I will go up for full. I may even go on the market and see if I can get a salary bump and a retention offer.
I think it's like all things in academia, right? You get more autonomy and more freedom and you get more service.
Yeah, so that's probably staying associated.